The Beatles' chartered Lockheed Electra arrives from Philadelphia just before 1 a.m. on Thursday, September 3rd. Police escort their motorcade to the Speedway Motel, where fans gather after word leaks out about the motel's special guests. Later that day, photographers catch the Beatles and their antics at the nearby Speedway golf course and also playing with Indy 500 race cars on a slot car track. By 5 p.m., it's showtime at the Indiana State Fair Coliseum. Polite applause greets each of the Beatles' four opening acts. Finally, an hour and 20 minutes later, it's time.
On behalf of all of the State Fair Board and all the good guys from WIFE, may I present the Beatles!
Author David Humphrey captured the memories of concertgoers in his new book, All Those Years Ago.
I interviewed some women a few weeks ago. They went to concert together. And when I talked with them, they were arguing about who Paul was staring at during the concert.
Thank you very much, everybody.
A week or so later, I talked with a woman who was up in the nosebleed section, and she told me the same story. Their entire show, Paul was looking at me.
About 30 minutes later, the concert is over.
Well, this next song will have to be our last song. So, thank you very much for coming, and we hope that you've enjoyed the show.
Following the concert at the Coliseum, the Beatles hold a press conference at the State Fair Communications Building and a meet-and-greet session. By 9:30 p.m., it's time for their second Indianapolis concert, this one at the Grandstand. Again, author David Humphrey.
I was 8 years old. My two older sisters and our cousin had tickets to the Grandstand show. I didn't, but I watched the concert with my parents through the fence around the dirt track. From where we were located, on the west end of the stage, we heard pretty well.
And so ends a hard day's night in Indianapolis for the Beatles, except for a restless Ringo Starr, as he explained on his radio show, Ringo's Yellow Submarine.
I should be sleeping like a night.
So I was wandering around the hotel around about 4 one morning in Indianapolis, and I met these two policemen who had a police car outside. So I said, just nothing to do and I can't sleep. And I said, well, let's go for a ride. So they let me drive the car, which was great. And then we went screaming all over the city and it got so crazy that we were being chased by another cop car. We had to pull into this alley and turn the lights off and all hide in this police car. Me and two big cops were all hiding in a police car in Indianapolis, and this other cop car goes past us and goes somewhere. And then the guy said, well, you know, we got out of that, so what else are we going to do? But it was fun.
Ringo returns to the Speedway Motel in time for the Beatles to take a chauffeured lap around the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, then back to the airport. Upon arrival, three of the Beatles make a beeline for their plane, but Paul McCartney greets fans waiting at the gate and poses for pictures. The Beatles finally depart from Weircook Municipal Airport, bound for Milwaukee, leaving thousands of Hoosier fans with some unique memories.
No two stories the same, and just a lot of great memories about the Beatles.
For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Don Hibschweiler.